Ja, hi, Vincent Wilhelm van Streda, or Vidab. How you doing, Vidab? VS, and maybe just Vidab. How you doing? I hope you're doing okay. Thanks for calling. I think you're a very awesome voice person. I'm glad you come back from time to time. Good to hear updates from you. Yeah. Well, I hope you're having a good one. Call back anytime. You're awesome. You're one of my favorites. But you knew that already, didn't you? Yeah. Me loves the D-dub, the V-dub. I'm stuttering. I don't know why. Yeah. V-dub, have a good one.
That was a Magic Voices Martinez. Thank you for my call in. Actually, your call in to my podcast, so thank you, kind sir. V-dub dub in the house. So, today seems like an appropriate day for an update. Today is Thursday, December 13th, 2018. And today, I got my New Mexico driver's license again. Been talking about that pretty much since I've been on Anchor. It had expired in 2015, and I just hadn't got around to it. Luckily, if you renew it within 4 years, you don't have to take all the tests again. So I didn't have to take the tests, which was cool. And the crazy thing is, it's good for 8 years. So my license is good until 2026. And I was thinking, whoa, 2026. Man, by then, it'll probably be fully autonomous cars as a service, and I won't even need a driver's license anymore. Unless I want to just drive to drive. So that will be a very interesting point in time to look forward to. My little girl, Anna, poor thing, yesterday was in cheerleading, and they were doing a routine, and she caught somebody, and when she came down, it caused her to fall backwards, and her head missed the mat and hit the hardwood floor and gave her a concussion and hurt some of her ribs and some other stuff, so she doesn't really remember yesterday, so keep her in your guys' prayers. I would appreciate that. So, what an interesting time, period of time it's been. I've been in a really creative flow as of recently. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see this little 55 T-Bird I drew. I saw that you had liked it, Abe. I appreciate that. And it was so fun because it was just like drawing a full-scale car, only I decided to change some of the proportions and give it kind of a cute factor. And then I thought, wow, wouldn't that be fun to paint those to where they look real and render them out the way I do my car paintings and do maybe a little series of these little cute cars. You know, some of the classic cars that, like the 55 T-Bird, the reason I drew that, this is kind of a funny story. One of my very first girlfriends, Tara Trice, in high school, she loved the 55 T-Bird. And I told her that one day I would draw one or paint one for her. And I was listening to some of the music that Anna had in a playlist. And one of the songs that came up was a Salt and Pepper song. And I remember dancing with Tara Trice in high school. And then I was like, man, I need to draw her a T-bird. I had talked about that ages ago. And so I sat down and drew that little T-bird, and I gotta find her address and mail it to her. I think she lives in Texas now. So, feels good to finally complete that little project that's only, 27 years later? Better late than never, as they say. Oh, man. So, let me see. On the other fronts, what have I been doing? I'm still working on a couple of portraits that I'm painting. They're kind of in the off phase at the moment. Peeling potatoes. Mike's making hamburgers for dinner tonight. So let's go outside and see what the weather's like. It was super windy last night. It actually blew the ladder over. Hey, there's my friends, the Wind Chimes. Ooh. Hello, Lil' A. How you doing? Oh. Yeah, it's a little cool out here. Crystal clear blue sky, though, in every direction. I can see 100 miles off in the distance. That's cool. Wow, the sun is so white. I remember the sun used to be yellow when I was a kid. See if the... Ooh, I should have grabbed a jacket. Oh, the fish are all chilling. They're not moving much right now. It's so wild. There's actually enough... the pond's been around enough that the grass, the wild... what is that stuff called? Cattails? You know, where it has the little fluffy tail thingy on it. Whew, damn, it's cold. I have to go back inside. Let's see on the porch how cold it is. It's the wind, though. It is 11 degrees Celsius, or 58. But with that breeze. Oh, man. That breeze without any protection is freaking cold. Dang. Wow. I'll wake you up. Man. Whew. So, let me get back into my phone here. We set up some Christmas display stuff in the house, so it's feeling cozy, and I set up the little fireplace that I had bought Mom a couple of years ago. It was one of those little faux fireplaces that, you know, makes the little fake flame looks like a little wood-burning stove. And so we've got that set up with my mom's little Christmas stick. We had this Christmas tree one year, and it was just nobody was in the mood for Christmas, and it just ended up setting out on the porch. Never even brought it in the house. And we decided that my friend Fred wanted to turn it into a walking stick. And so we just left it out there. And then he cut all the branches off of it. And it was just the stick on the same plywood platform that I had put it on when we brought it home. And one year, Mom and her friend Debbie wrapped the tree from stem to top with all kinds of tinsel and different little decorations and stuff. And so it was our little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And so I put that out with a little blanket on the bottom of it that's got snowflakes. And we brought out the old snow globe that has a little little train that goes around the bottom of it. Actually, it has some... I think they both play sounds. Let's see what they sound like. Where's the... I think you have... Do you have to wind it up? Is there a switch on this, Mike?
Do what?
How does this work? Does it get a switch, or you gotta wind it up, or is it battery?
It. I couldn't find a battery anywhere. I wish it.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. You.
Do you wind it?
Yeah. Go the other direction. But it doesn't light up or anything. That's what gets me.
Oh, that's cool. The little train is the wind up. Okay, there we go. Well, as many as you wind it, I suppose. Yeah, it's just a snow globe, so you just make it snow. It didn't have a light or anything. It would be cool if the little building inside lit up. But that's inside of the little snow globe. And then over here, we set up our little nativity scene. And then... two of these lights, you gotta keep touching the little LED. There we go. Doesn't make good contact anymore. Now all we need is Mom's clock to go off and we'll have the whole house singing. Oh, the train stopped. Let's wind it up one more round. Well, that was so cool that I was like, man, now all we need is a little circular train and you pull out that snow globe. Because when I was 5, I got this little toy train set that we set. It was just a circle of track.
Right.
But, man, I spent hours and hours playing with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I love those little train sets.
I built an HO table at the hobby shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a 4x8 sheet of plywood. I had 2 levels.
Uh-huh.
And a guy that was really into that shit put on a clinic, and I mean, I had mountains and a small lake, and it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Had bridges and built the bridges out of balsa wood.
I always liked the ones that, I went to a couple of friends' houses that were in the Antique Automobile Club, and this one guy had a train that went all the way around his whole house, around the living room, and he even cut holes to go through the walls. So it went, he had a little shelf all the way around the whole little cabin area.
Well, this guy that taught this clinic, he had probably... $1 million worth of train stuff. He was this one of the big shots at Beckman's.
Okay.
Cool guy. But I mean, he bought a 3-car set of Lionel, a collector edition.
Yeah.
$4,500.
So he was a good customer of yours too, huh?
Well, no. He bought high dollar shit.
He didn't order it through you, huh?
But he helped me out a lot.
Yeah, I remember the first job I actually got in Porterville. I worked at that little hobby shop there for a while that was there on Main Street, just down from the, on the, let me see, that would have been the west side.
On Main?
East side. Yeah, that was in 2006, I think. There was a little hobby shop on the left side, like over there by, I think pretty close to the cellar. It was on that same side of the street. Wow. I just realized how much of my memory of Porterville has vanished from my, you know, I used to have all that stuff in current memory.
Was it a radio control hobby shop? Or?
Yeah, they had that and models and some other stuff. I remember working there for, I only worked there a short period of time because having to take grandma to dialysis, I wasn't able to work there enough for them to end up keeping me on.
Remember who ran it?
No, I don't, but I only worked there like a couple of weeks. It wasn't, yeah, I didn't work there a very long time. 'Cause after that, I ended up meeting this guy, Randy Houghton, who's this artist in town that he is like extremely, he's legally blind, but he's just really, really, really near vision. And so he could draw this stuff on paper, but he didn't know how to do it in the computer. And I had met him somewhere downtown, I think when I was at a, I don't know, we just crossed paths. And that was when I was getting back into Photoshop and, you know, learning Photoshop really for the first time. And
was it, getting back to the hobby shop, was it an Indian looking
guy? I don't even remember. We had a couple little glass cabinets in there with some stuff in it, and I just remember standing behind the cabinets for a while.
Because a local realtor, if it's the one we're talking about, a local realtor opened it. He was buddies with Tim Beebe and
right. All
those guys.
Yeah.
And he opened it. But then he didn't keep it very long and sold it to a kid that actually used to work for us at the Chevron.
Huh. Yeah. I can't even remember how exactly I got that job. I don't know if they had a little help wanted sign or what. But I used to go down to the little coffee shop past that and sit there and draw. And so, I don't even remember how I got that job. But when I met Randy, he had these different projects he wanted to do, but he didn't know anything about the computer side of stuff. And I said, well, I can help you with that. So he started paying me on a couple of little projects. And it was funny because that stuff that I learned from that was what I was able to then... It was right after that time that Tommy started 360 Wraps.
Oh, yeah?
So I got back into computer graphics, like, right around the same time. Well, I designed that pickup truck, you know, the one for Robert Richardson. Tommy designed the truck, but I did a rendering of it in Illustrator. Tommy said he's working on Illustrator again. Because he's doing some drawings by hand, but then he realized if he brings it into Illustrator, once he's got it by hand, he can draw all over the stuff with the vectors.
Yeah, that one just doesn't like to stay lit.
Yeah, you got to keep touching it to keep it
lit. It's been that way for years.
You know what? I wonder... I was waiting for the light to get just right to where it strikes, you know, because it usually goes across the table. But I was looking at it, as low as it is, it's going to keep going up. So it must have been, well, probably need to see it more in summertime. That's when the path's more here.
Yeah.
Because at 3:20, yeah, look at how low the sun is.
Yeah, I know. That's the reason we're not getting hot water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the other fun fact of... with it being so cool outside and the sun being so low at 3:00 in the afternoon, it's like almost behind the other building. It's really low in the sky right now. And because in the, well, we're almost at winter solstice. So what's neat is watching it progress through to winter solstice and then watching every day get warmer and warmer and longer. And then the also with having skylights in the living room, we really see the path of the sun takes as it goes through. Ah, well, there's a little slice of my life. 3:27. I always look at the clock at 27. It's a fun little story. I think I might actually take a little more advantage of this platform in the new year. Set up more of a proper, I don't know, proper is the right word. I'm Maoistic. I'll just allow it to flow as it goes, and those that want to hear and listen in are free to come and smile and grin. If they don't want, well, they won't find it. So, there we go. Happy, let's see, what is the day today? Let's check into our Zolkin. I believe it's an action day. Because I feel action today. Mayan Mad, oh, with a J-I-X, M-A-J-I-X, okay, today, daily's open, what do we got? Yes, it is a 3, an action day, and it's a night, huh, also known as dawn, that was my mother's sign. Night, bringers of the dawn. Dreamers who bring the new sun to clarify and illuminate the road of life. Thus, the insecurities and doubts born of darkness of the subconscious mind are dispelled. These persons travel to the void, a place where nothing yet exists, but all potential dwells, the womb of creation. From this void, night persons bring forth new solutions and artistic inspiration. Night's voyages of dreams build confidence and happiness within, with a sense of well-being. If night does not bravely journey into the void, they may find themselves wandering the darkness of self-doubt and insecurity. A good day to spend some time contemplating the stars. And then the tone of night, today's tone, is 3, which is action. 3 is the basic movement and communication, which begins as a vibration. 3 energy is very eloquent in all types of self-expression. Communication is how 3 establishes a point of agreement between point A and any point B. 3 persons are rhythmically... Three persons are rhythmic to the core, and three persons. That's why it was hard to say. three as in the person who is born with the tone of three. Three persons are rhythmic to the core and are often restless, as motion is their nature. By working closely with the energy of three, any person becomes more able to predict motions of all kinds. So there you go. That's the galactic tone for today, 12/13/2018. This is Aloistic Artist. Ciao for now.
Hey, it's Patrick, and I can do it. Aloistic, and I love that. Art of allowing. Dude, that is groovy, and I mean it, but I still love to... Can I do it in the voice? Vincent Wilhelm von Streiter. Yes, good sir. It makes me feel very artistic when I say your name. It makes me want to just say it guttural right from below. Yes. But art of allowing. I love it. Aloistic. Aloistic. When you sang it, it made it really, yeah, groovy. Thank you for taking time to play my call and answer my question and tell me, this simple guy over here, how to say what a groovy name. And I love it, the art of allowing. And I love how I can Google that. That's cool. Thank you, Vincent Wilhelm von Streiter. Good sir. And good day. Good night, I should say.